American Enterprise Institute, up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by AT&T. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen former campaign rival Ben Carson to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Mr. Trump's decision, announced early this morning by his transition office, comes as the president-elect continues a series of interviews, meetings with aides, and other deliberations aimed at completing his cabinet. When Donald Trump took a phone call Friday night, he did something no U.S. president had done in 40 years, and the response has prompted a new Twitter thread from the president-elect.
Mr. Trump sparked criticism from China for taking a congratulatory phone call from the president of Taiwan, and in return, he criticized Beijing on Twitter for manipulating currency. Earlier, he reiterated his plan for a 35% tariff on any product of an American-based company that moves a factory overseas and then tries to import back to the U.S. That is an idea Republicans on Capitol Hill generally oppose. Bob Costantini, Washington.
A North Carolina man arrested after wielding an assault rifle in a Northwest D.C. pizza restaurant says he was investigating a fake news story.
28-year-old Edgar Madison Welch telling police he was conducting his own probe of Pizzagate. That's a debunked conspiracy theory that claims Hillary Clinton and her campaign chairman John Podesta were involved in a child sex operation at the Comet Ping Pong restaurant. Overnight, the restaurant's owner issued a statement denouncing the false accusations and praising the swift response of police and his employees for keeping his customers safe.
Correspondent Allison Kosick. Carson Palmer threw for 300 yards and three touchdowns as the Arizona Cardinals held on to beat the Redskins 31-23. It was a tough loss for Coach Jay Gruden to take.
I don't like the way we came out. I don't like the way they had 16-play drive right down our throat to start the game. I don't like the way our offense answered with two penalties on the first drive and having to punt. That's not the way we want to come out of a football game, getting ready for a good team on the road. I don't like the fact we had two turnovers and we didn't cause any.
Next Sunday, the Skins take on the Eagles. It's a big victory for the Standing Rock Sioux tribe in North Dakota and for the thousands who have joined their protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline Project.
Celebrations, tears of joy, chanting, and drumming. That's what was the initial reaction when the folks here found out that the Army Corps of Engineers was going to stop this pipeline by asking the Dakota Access Pipeline to be rerouted away from the thing that has caused the flashpoint here, rerouted and kept from going underneath the Missouri River.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. We're just 3 days away now from the opening of the MGM National Harbor Casino, and we're getting more insight from the head of the company.
MGM Chairman and CEO James Murren says he is anteed up.
I promised Rashern Baker and the state to spend $960 million. I'm spending over $1.4 billion. I expect people to show up.
Speaking at the National Press Club, he says they're hoping to make this a tourist destination.
If we can, in fact, increase the length of stay of visitors both nationally and internationally, the entire region will benefit.
The casino opens Thursday night. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Supreme Court is set to take up a pair of cases today in which African-American voters claim that southern states discriminated against them in drawing electoral districts. The justices hear arguments in redistricting disputes from Virginia and North Carolina. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,170, the Nasdaq at 52.56. Sports, the Redskins lose, so do the Giants and Eagles. The Ravens beat Miami. In the late game, Seattle crushes Carolina. College basketball, Georgetown wins, GW loses. The Maryland women win again. The Caps host Buffalo tonight, the Wizards are in Brooklyn. WMAL News Time 8:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really, unique.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL. Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy. Giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
Get your carpets cleaned before the holidays. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Top side of the Maryland Beltway delays from Route 1. So before I-95, you're going to hit that stop and go around to George Avenue. Earlier crash that was up ahead near 270. That's been cleared. So we're doing okay through that stretch in Bethesda. On 95, heavy to join on to that slow outer loop delay this morning. Your delay's back near the ICC. Just a heads up on that. In the Laurel area, each direction between 197 and 198, the BW Parkway is slow. George Washington Parkway trying to get past the overlooks and down to the exit for the Key Bridge and over toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Very heavy. 66 cruiser responding to the crash right near 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks in the eastbound direction. 395 Etzel Road to cross the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Earlier incident near the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's been cleared. So better news there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds a break. We'll get into sunshine as we go through the morning, as showers push on off toward the east this afternoon. Probably get up to about 56 degrees. 39 tonight. Suburbs a little cooler as we cloud over again. Periods of rain around tomorrow with a high and chilly 45. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Manassas, 40 in Waldorf, 42 degrees in Washington. A suspect with an assault rifle is arrested in a Washington pizzeria. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning, bottom of this hour, 8:35, Susan Ferriccio, Capitol Hill reporter for Washington Examiner, as the 114th Congress enters their final couple of days. What are they going to try to do? What are they going to try to sneak by when no one's looking? Well, Susan Ferriccio's looking, so are we. We'll talk to her. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's just a phone call at this point. It signals the fact that he accepted a congratulatory call. I know that China has a perspective on it. I know the White House and State Department probably have a perspective on it, and certainly Taiwan has a perspective on it. But the president-elect's perspective is that he accepted a congratulatory call, and when he's sworn in as president and commander-in-chief in a little over a month, he will make clear what the fullness of his plans are.
Well, that was Kellyanne Conway trying to explain this phone call that took place between the president-elect and the president of Taiwan, and it set off, dare I say, tremors. You know, in the world of State Department diplomacy, there was apparently a shudder felt around the world, like something went wrong in the force. Joining us now on the line to help us understand why there was such a reaction is Michael Auslan, who is a resident scholar and director of Japan Studies at American Enterprise Institute and the author of the upcoming book, The End of the Asian Century. Good morning to you, Michael. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Well, I mean, why was there such a reaction to all of this? It was a phone call to say, hey, congratulations. And boy, you would have thought it was, you know, it was the end of the earth the way people are talking.
Well, in terms of Asia policy, it sort of was the end of the world. This is the first phone call between an American leader or leader-to-be since 1979, when we broke relations with Taiwan. And in those 40-plus years, there has been a tortured process between Taiwan, the United States, and China of never fully recognizing Taiwan's sovereignty or independence and yet acting as if it were such. So Trump blew it all up, completely broke all the rules, and has really put U.S. policy towards China and Taiwan, at least potentially, on a completely new footing.
But am I correct in my assessment of this, that we sell a lot of weapons to Taiwan?
We do. We sell them over $1 billion worth of weapons. There was an agreement, an understanding between us and the Taiwanese during Ronald Reagan's time that we would ensure that they would have the military ability to defend themselves from China.
Now, in fact, don't we have a defense agreement with Taiwan?
Well, it's not a defense agreement as such, but there's something in Congress called the Taiwan Relations Act, which ensures that the United States will help Taiwan, help it defend itself, and come to its aid.
But yet a phone call.
Yeah, right. So the phone call is the crazy part, because the phone call gives it a legitimacy that none of the sides have ever yet claimed. And even in his tweet, Trump referred to the president of Taiwan. That formulation's never been used up until now. So this really, for the diplomats, was a seismic shock on the order of Krakatoa exploding.
And so, let's set aside the policy for a moment, and whether it's a good policy, a bad policy, and whether the president-elect should be dabbling in this without, you know, going through all of the diplomatic brouhaha that often accompanies these things. Let's talk about what's truth. A lot of times truth has nothing to do with diplomacy. Is Taiwan a sovereign nation?
Well, it is not recognized as such legally, but by any other definition, it is an independent nation.
Well, legally by whom?
Well,
who would legally recognize these things?
Yeah, Taiwan itself does not claim that. It doesn't even claim its own sovereignty. It is not recognized as such by the UN and doesn't have a seat in the UN. I mean, it is an ambiguity that the United States agreed to back in the late 1970s in order to prevent a war between China and Taiwan and us.
But they have their own government. Their citizens have their own passports that are separate and different than the People's Republic of China. They have their own representatives. They have their own president. In fact, you just used the term president of Taiwan. Aren't you part of the problem?
Yeah, well, I was just repeating our president-elect, so don't drag me into this.
Oh, but wait, would it be wrong for me to say the president of Taiwan, considering they have a presidential election and they actually elect, I'll use the words, a president?
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. However, if you're a U.S. diplomat, you're not allowed to use those terms.
You can't be factual.
You have to pretend with this fiction that Taiwan, which is a fully flourishing, and by the way, let's not forget, this is the only Chinese democracy on earth.
Yes.
And a wildly successful one.
Yes.
With an incredible economy, free press.
Capitalist economy with freedom of speech. Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, that seems like something that the American people would want to embrace.
I think the American people do embrace it. It is the diplomatic rondelay that we have bought into to prevent what we assumed would be a catastrophic failure of relations with China if we actually pretended that Taiwan is what it is. That's what Trump is now challenging. Now,
maybe it's time to challenge it. What do you think?
Oh, I think a lot of people believe so. I think, look, Taiwan has been a supporter of rule of law. It has been a country that's helped with humanitarian issues. It's long overdue for us to reassess how we deal with Taiwan. Now, do you do it with a phone call that no one's really prepared for in a tweet? Is it a longer process? I don't think anyone who supports Taiwan thinks that this should not have been done. I think the question is, should it be done at this point with someone who's not yet in office, when everyone knows that the Chinese are, by the way, they may have been muted now, but they will do something in response, and people better be preparing for that too.
What kind of thing might they do?
Well, there's a lot of things that they could identify as our interests to try and tweak. So, for example, build a lot more in the South China Sea and welcome a new President Trump with Chinese fighters on all these new islands that they've built. They could very easily decide that if we're going to recognize Taiwan, they're going to place another 1,000 missiles facing the island so that it really survives only according to their sufferance. They could try to peel away all the rest of Taiwan's diplomatic partners so that it really has no one in the world it can turn to. I think we should be prepared for something where China pushes back fairly hard to say that, if you really want to go down this road, fine, we will do things that will make you just as uncomfortable. I doubt that what Trump has done is captured the initiative for the next 4 years.
I saw some pundit over the weekend on CNN or NBC or ABC or MSN. They the networks all watched together at this point. And by the way, all the pundits have watched together. I couldn't tell you this person's name. They're all sort of the same gender and same race at this point. They all sort of, they parrot the same thing. But they had the audacity to say that this was akin to Barack Obama unilaterally recognizing the Palestinian state as its own sovereign nation. Is it at that level in your mind?
No, I mean, that's just crazy talk, I think.
Thank you.
I mean, first of all, Taiwan is of course a flourishing democracy and a supporter of international law. It is you know, not a supporter of terrorism. It has been kept in this diplomatic limbo, and it is done so only and solely because of the United States' fear that the relationship with China was more important than supporting this democracy. China has made very, very, very clear that it will not allow Taiwan to break away, that it is prepared to go to war. So we shouldn't dismiss the fact that this was a risky move and that going forward it's risky. It will depend on what the Chinese do, but no one should pretend that there aren't real issues connected with it.
All right.
That said, you know, we've had this fiction for 45 plus years now, and we really have to think about how we want to go forward with not only a country that, as we've talked about, is a democracy, but also with a China that continues to challenge international norms and cause problems. So there's three sides to this equation.
All right, well, we have to leave it there. Michael Auslan, thank you so much. A very interesting conversation. I appreciate your expertise.
Anytime.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here's some crazy talk on 50 through Annapolis and Bowie. Unusual delays. So if you take 50 inbound through Parole, yes, still stop and go. And this is all the exit to go north on I-97, the crash north of 50 on 97. So that's what's causing that volume. Let's get beyond on 50 John Hanson Highway. Delays near 3301 still, heading up toward the Beltway. By the time you get to Enterprise Road, it gets a little bit better. We had an earlier morning accident. It's been cleared now for a while. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, that's been a tough go. Jam from before 95 back near Route 1 to Georgia Avenue. Virginia Beltway and Tyson's. The crash is going to be on the outer loop southbound as you head south of 123 or toward 123 for the crash. Again, outer loop in the Tyson's area. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We had some showers this morning, still tapering off a little bit and then clearing for the rest of the day. Sunshine by this afternoon, high of 56 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. And then overnight, they'll be pretty cloudy, actually, low of 39, because tomorrow those cloudy skies become rain clouds. In fact, pretty much all day, off and on, there will be rain tomorrow. Bring your umbrella. Tomorrow's high is 45 degrees. Right now, it's 43 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:17.
Used to call me on my cell phone.
All right, you heard us, our conversation about this phone call that took place between Donald Trump and the president of Taiwan. What do you think? Big deal or basically much ado about nothing? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Here's Vice President Mike Pence, what he had to say about it.
This was a courtesy call. The democratically elected president of Taiwan called to congratulate the president-elect, and as a gracious
so nothing
man
should be read into nothing new should be read into it.
Well, I don't think so.
Vice president-elect, I'm sorry, Mike Pence talking about it. Here's the man who wants to be Secretary of State and apparently under consideration, Ambassador John Bolton, on the whole matter.
It's ridiculous to think that the phone call upsets decades of anything. But I do think it's important that people understand the president of the United States should talk to whomever he wants if he thinks it's in the interest of the United States. And nobody in Beijing gets to dictate who we talk to.
And I like that.
Yep.
I think Bolton is right about this. Look, was it a shot across the bow? It's beginning to look as if this was not just we picked up the phone and didn't think it through kind of matter. This apparently was something that was thought through in great detail, and he decided to accept the phone call and have that moment, and the news got out, of course. I think he wanted to send a message that, you know what, when I come into office, things are not always going to be the way they were, and I think he wants to send a message to the Chinese. And as one of our callers suggested earlier, prepping the battlefield may be what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and many people are taking this as, well, that idiot, moron, Donald Trump. He doesn't even know the ramifications of having a phone call
with
the president of Taiwan. You know, hey, now he's opened up this whole international incident, can of worms. This is why we can't have him near the button. And, oh, please, electoral voters, please, you're our only hope. Don't vote for Donald Trump. I agree with you. I think that he knew what he was doing as well.
All right, James from Arlington, you're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think there, James? Is this a big deal?
Hey, Brian and Larry, thanks for having me on. As a first-generation immigrant from Taiwan, I'm actually a naturalized citizen. I think it was a big deal, but I think a lot of the liberal pundits have blown it out of proportion. You know, I think that's face it. I think, you know, with the segment with Michael Osmond, I think, you know, you guys hit it right on the head with regards to, is Taiwan a real country, right? So I think this is definitely a new chapter, and I'm looking forward to a new relationship under President Trump or President-elect Trump.
All right. Thank you much, James. I appreciate the phone call.
And James, you and your family back there, or friends back in Taiwan, you would like America to change its direction and how we treat Taiwan and how we recognize Taiwan, even if that means at the expense of our relationship with mainland China?
I think, you know, as American, I'd say, you know, American exceptionalism will be the priority and American interest is number one. But I think, you know, let's not kid ourselves that, you know, with a, you know, one of the first flourishing democracy in Asia, you know, we should be neglecting that relationship.
All right. Thank you, James. Appreciate that. You know, while immigration is always a hot topic, mm-hmm. I'd just like to take this moment to point out more immigrants like James would be a fantastic thing in our country.
Yeah. Thomas in Woodbridge, what do you think there, Thomas? You're on with Brian and Larry.
I think it was the right thing to do. I think one of the things why you're seeing such an uproar is because for the first time we're seeing leadership in foreign policy that has been absent in so many years. And not just going back to Obama, even before that, we haven't seen real leadership. Why are we putting ourselves in a position where we're feel that China is the one that needs to set the course of action? Why aren't we leading and setting the course of action? I think China needs us more than we need them.
Yeah, this is a theme we've heard this morning from some of our callers. Thank you for the call, Thomas. And William in Silver Spring, you're up next with Brian and Larry. What do you think, William?
Oh, gentlemen, could you imagine if Obama would have made this call? The media would be saying it was the most wonderful, forward-thinking call in history, and he should be winning a new Nobel Prize.
Game changer. They call it a game changer.
Yeah, can we say that he needs another Nobel? He's wonderful and forward-thinking.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good point.
Yeah, I'm sort of tired of tippy-toeing around with the Chinese. I've been to China twice. I love the Chinese people. My daughter came from China. Mm-hmm. I have a very special affinity for the nation of China. But I don't like the fact that they're building islands in the South China Sea. I don't like the fact that they're challenging our aircraft carriers in that region. And I think it's time for us to quit tippy-toeing around. So I sort of think this is interesting. I know it bothers a lot of people. And, you know, and boy, down in Foggy Bottom, they're having a conniption fit. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. 822.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
It's a culmination of 20 years of work.
What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
You know, if you've been having a hard time selling your home, the answer is not another open house. Instead, I recommend that you call my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. You've heard me talk about Frank for a while now, and that's because Frank delivers guaranteed results. You see, any agent can hold an open house or put a for sale sign in your yard. But Frank Prindle will aggressively market your home to the right buyers and get you results. Consider William. Not only did he need to sell his Metro DC home within 30 days, but also needed to do it as is. With Frank's plan, William's home sold on time with no out-of-pocket expenses. There is no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Don't be fooled by other agents with similar guarantees. There's only one Frank Prindle. Here's the number, 703-399-4538. 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Have you been thinking about upgrading your heating and air conditioning system? Well, now is the perfect time. ARS Rescue Router will give you up to $1,000 in instant savings on complete heating and cooling systems now through the end of the year. Expert installation from trusted professionals. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/21/16. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Since the rush hour started, Virginia commuters have been dealing with a serious crash. Interstate 95 southbound direction, but a lot of you in delays trying to get south through Triangle, Quantico area, down past mile marker 148 for Russell Road. Now they are allowing one lane slowly to get by, but again, big delays on southbound 95. Had one in the backups. That's been cleared too. Now your alternate is going to be Route 1 southbound, which everyone was using as the detour. Northbound Route 1 as you head north of Stafford, north of Courthouse Road, have a report of a crash. Not what we needed on that Route 1 stretch at all. Let's get you 395 most of the way from the Beltway to the southeast-southwest freeway, instant near the 3rd Street Tunnel, cleared. Beltway and Tysons, the accident had been on the outer loop right near 123. And Maryland, let's go on to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Laurel, each direction below speed, and 270. Looks like most of the way Clarksburg and through Rockville on the brakes. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonia's 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with the specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
We'll get into sunshine pretty quickly here today. Temperatures will get into the middle 50s, mostly sunny by mid to late morning into the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
43 degrees right now at 826. Tough day for the Redskins yesterday as they lost a game that they should have won. In fact, didn't we say we would only play this song if they won a game? Right? I mean, that's supposed to be when they score a touchdown and when they win and all things like that. Let's...
Yeah,
that should be the fight song today.
Yeah, listen, I agree. I think that would be much more appropriate.
I love the Redskins, and when they get defeated by a better team, you know, I'm the first one to say, good game, they did their best. Mm-hmm. Not so much yesterday.
Yeah.
And they should have beaten Arizona, and I hope this isn't one of those games that we look back on and when we miss the playoffs
if they only had beaten Arizona.
But if they win out, and they've got teams like the Bears and the Panthers who are in trouble right now, so they should be able to win out and get the championship. By the way, also in feel-good NFL news yesterday, Colin Kaepernick, the man who has really only done one thing of note this season, and that is getting down on one knee before a game. He got pulled after the third quarter in a loss against the Bears. The 49ers were only able to muster two field goals in the game, but Colin Kaepernick did break a record yesterday.
What was that?
It was the single worst performance by an NFL quarterback in history. He was able to muster, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Four passing yards.
Four?
Four passing yards, and he got sacked five times. So he got sacked more than he actually was able to deliver yardage in the air.
So is this the end of Colin Kaepernick?
This could very well be the end of Colin Kaepernick.
I'm okay with that.
It's 8:28 on WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
our
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
Coming up on WMAL, it's the final days of the 114th Congress and also the final days of the Obama presidency. And when you've got a lame duck president and a lame duck Congress, stuff happens. Susan Ferriccio of the Washington Examiner will join us. We'll talk about what stuff might happen coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. New this morning, there's another cabinet selection coming out of President-elect Trump's transition office. Former presidential rival Ben Carson is Mr. Trump's choice to become Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Meanwhile, the president-elect had a busy weekend on Twitter.
Donald Trump unleashed on Saturday night, first talking about Saturday Night Live, but then turning more serious, laying down the law on companies that might be moving overseas, and also, of course, then those mentions of China, to which the Foreign Ministry of China actually responded overnight, saying that they would not speculate on Donald Trump's tweets, but then stressing that the relationship between the U.S. and China can only be maintained with, quote, strong principles.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. The death toll is 33 now in that weekend fire at a dance party in Oakland, and that number is likely to rise.
I just spoke to the Oakland Fire Battalion chief, and she told me that they do believe that they isolated the origin of this fire, but around 10 p.m. local time, they had to pull out everyone inside the building because they were afraid that the building might collapse more. So they are working to shore up the building to make it safer. She did tell me, though, that they plan to get back in there today to continue these recovery efforts.
Correspondent Stephanie Elam. A man who said he was investigating a conspiracy theory about Hillary Clinton is waking up in jail in D.C. this morning after going to a Northwest Washington pizza place and firing a shot with an assault rifle. Nobody was hurt in that incident at Comet Ping Pong near Connecticut and Nebraska Northwest. Officers arrested 28-year-old Edgar Madison Welch of Salisbury, North Carolina. A spotlight's on federal court in Pennsylvania today as Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein's fight for a recount there continues. Her party wants an emergency federal court order for a statewide recount. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,170, the Nasdaq at 52.56. Sports, the Redskins lose, so do the Eagles and the Giants. The Ravens win in the late game, the Seahawks win. College basketball, Georgetown wins, GW loses. The Maryland women win their eighth in a row. The Wizards are in Brooklyn tonight. The Caps host Buffalo. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college and to the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh so happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio. The way sausage should be.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway slows each direction across the Legion Bridge. That outer loop slowdown into Virginia. The crash up ahead to the shoulder in Tyson's outer loop near 123. So some better news on that movement there. On 66, slows into Centerville, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, and then through Falls Church are heavy. Heavy over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. For 95, jammed is the southbound stretch trying to get through Dumfries Triangle past the exit mile marker 148 for Russell Road. Scene of this morning's crash, only one lane open. Two problems on Route 1. First of all, through Stafford, northbound Route 1 north of Courthouse Road had the crash. And then up near Fort Belvoir, the crash is northbound on Route 1 near the Fairfax County Parkway under police direction there. On the stretch getting into town inbound, Suitland Parkway still slows, but lanes are open toward 295 and Firth Sterling. The big delays continue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's done now. Sun out. The sun will be out as we go through the morning hours. Clouds will break up and sunshine, especially as we get into the late morning afternoon, 56. Tonight, we cloud over again, 39. Suburbs a little colder. Tomorrow, only 45 and periods of rain. So it looks like a damp Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Gainesville, 43 in Silver Spring, 43 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry in the house today, and joining us on the line is Susan Parisio, the Washington Examiner's chief congressional correspondent, good friend of this program. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning, guys.
All right, you know, those guys up on Capitol Hill, they need a lot of watching, and and that's your job. So as they wrap up this session, what's left on the agenda, and what should we be watching for?
Well, the end of Congress, or the end of any session of Congress, is always about money. And that's what's going to happen very likely this week, because Congress will at least debate and try to pass a spending bill that will keep the government funded for a few months. They struggle with the notion of using this sort of procedure called regular order and passing bills separately that fund the government. They always end up stuffing everything into one bill, and that is the case this time around. So this will be a four-month spending bill. It'll get the government through until April. And the reason behind that is that the incoming Republican administration wants to have more control over the remainder of the year. This is not unusual. So it'll mean next April things, in March and April, things will get pretty busy in Congress because they'll be dealing also with this the debt ceiling. We'll be getting close to that. So it'll be a big spending fight next spring that we can all look forward to.
And is this an interesting situation, Susan Ferriccio, where you've got a Congress who pretty much, in terms of the Republican majority, is going to be constituted in the same way starting in January? And, I mean, there's a couple of new faces, but for the most part, this is the same majority. Are they all already looking at lining up what their agenda is and putting the things in place to be able to move some stuff forward for the new administration?
Yes, of course. They've got their priorities set, and I'll tell you what those are. First and foremost, of course, they've been talking since 2010 about repealing the health care law. That's the number one priority. They're going to move to do that first. It'll look like a repeal with a transition period for the law, which makes sense because you can't just stop the law and it's tracks. It takes time to phase it out. The second thing that's important on that list, of course, this will be tax reform. And I would say tax reform is to the Republicans what health care reform was to Democrats back when President Obama took office. This is going to be their big get. If they can accomplish tax reform, it'll be, you know, of course, massive. We haven't reformed the tax code since Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
That's going to be number two. There's also talk about border security. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at this list, these are things that President-elect Trump spoke about frequently on the campaign trail,
right.
And he's aligned with Republicans in the House and Senate on it.
All right, so let me ask you a question about your United States Senate. Because they got to do these confirmation hearings, and a lot of people have said that they really like the nomination of James Mad Dog Mattis to be the next Secretary of Defense. But beyond the 51 votes he needs for confirmation, they have to get a waiver that will allow a general to serve in that position, which, as I understand it, could require 60 votes if Democrats choose to filibuster that measure. What do you think is going to happen there?
That's right, and I think Kristen Gillibrand of New York has already signaled she is not willing to just greenlight that waiver. So you're right. My early thoughts are on this, because you kind of get a vibe of where things are from the hallways up there, is that a lot of people like him and that he could pick up those 8 votes that he would need from Democrats to get the waiver. But, you know, it's still kind of early. Things can percolate and germinate there in ways that we don't predict. It could be that the Democrats decide, wait a sec, you know, we don't want to just, we're going to give Republicans a hard time on all these confirmations when we can. You know, they don't have much of power now that there's a 51 vote threshold for all executive branch nominees. So it sounds like, though, at this moment, guys, that he is well liked and considered one of the better cabinet picks. So, you know, I'm saying he's probably looking in pretty good shape for that waiver right now.
Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi said this yesterday on one of the Sunday shows. I think it was the Nation. This is after her retaining her leadership role there for the Democrats in the minority.
What do you tell Democrats who want a new direction and then go to you? What are you going to do differently?
Well, I don't think that people want a new direction. Our values unify us, and our values are about supporting America's working families. That is one that everyone is in agreement on.
Does your reporting support Nancy Pelosi's suggestion that people don't want a new direction? And in terms of some, you know, 30% of the Democrats chose to vote for somebody other than Nancy Pelosi when they had their option.
Right. She's trying to have her foot in both camps, actually. She's trying to say we're reaching out to people, the working class, the people who these 30% are were talking about when they voted for somebody other than her. But she's also saying, you know, she's a very liberal Democrat. She represents San Francisco. Her goal has always been to move the House caucus to the left. So, you know, she's not going to become a blue dog Democrat here. She's still running the caucus. Let's lower our expectations. She's saying, well, we need to change our message, which is something parties often come up with after they lose big. They're like, we just didn't get our message out.
Right.
I think she's trying to do this. She's trying to get the caucus to position itself against Trump, and that's going to be the way they try to win. They've tried this before. Sometimes it's worked. It certainly worked for them in 2006, which is what I think she's hearkening back to, the time when she helped get the majority by positioning themselves using the same kind of politics against the Republicans. The question is that going to work this time? A lot of Democrats don't think it will.
So they're trying to get out of here by this Friday. Is that the goal?
That's what they're trying to do. They're poised to be out of here on Friday. Not unusual. We have a big party flip, and the minority kind of gives up, which is kind of what you're seeing on Capitol Hill right now. They're fighting a little bit over this water project spill funding for Flint, Michigan, making sure they get the levy. And also this Buy America Act, which is really interesting to watch, guys, because, you know, Trump is all into Buy America. Well, Republicans in the House want to take out a provision in that bill that would require Buy America for all the water projects. It's labor union supported. So you have this really interesting fight where Democrats want it back in. And I would think Donald Trump would, too, just given what we've seen him say on Twitter. Anyway, that's an interesting little fight to keep an eye on this week.
Well, we'll do it. Susan Ferriccio, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
It's 844.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, you know, the rain this morning, it comes at a time when those gutters are clogged, aren't they? And, you know, that can cause a serious problem with your home. Foundation damage, wood rot, soil erosion. Climbing a ladder to clean your gutters is an accident waiting to happen. So stop playing the how long can I procrastinate cleaning out my gutters game. Pick up the phone and call Leaf Gardening. You don't have to think about it again ever. Leaf Guard is a one-piece covered gutter system. It lets the water in. It keeps the leaves and the debris on the outside. It comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, Leaf Guard will bring out their ladders and their technicians and clean them for free. And that warranty, by the way, transfers with the home should you sell it. Right now, take advantage of Leaf Guard's year-end sale. Low monthly payments plus 50% off the cost of all downspouts. They'll even give you a $25 gift certificate with your free in-home estimate. So schedule your appointment today. Here's the number, 703-291-3111. That's 703-291-3114. Find out more online at briandc.com, at briangutters.com.
Business owners, pay attention to this important message. Silver Rock Funding has access to millions of dollars in private investor capital to lend to established businesses. Do you own a business and need cash? Our investors are looking beyond credit scores to find you funds to help you grow. If you own an existing business and have been making at least $10,000 a month, then grab a pen or call right now from your cell phone, 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354. Call Silver Rock Funding at 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354.
It is 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, it's been busy Monday morning on the Virginia Beltway. Two things now on the inner loop, leaving Springfield as you're heading north into Annandale, the crash before you get to Braddock Road. Outer loop in Tysons, that accident near 123 gone, but still volume each direction through that stretch. Chantilly commuters on 28 going through Chantilly Crossing. Heavy volume to get you north of 50. That's where we have a report of a crash up ahead. Northbound 28 again, north of 50. Loudoun County Parkway north of the Greenway. That accident gone, so the pace definitely much better there. Now, Maryland will take you on to 50. Slows again. Looks like we have a new accident trying to get in through Bowie. In on 50 from 3301 to get you past 197 now up toward Church Road. The reported accident in that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's done now. Sun out. The sun will be out as we go through the morning hours. Clouds will break up and sunshine, especially as we get into the late morning afternoon, 56. Tonight, we cloud over again, 39. Suburbs a little colder. Tomorrow, only 45 in periods of rain. So it looks like a damp Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 degrees at 8:47.
We are blessed here at WMAL to have some of the greatest listeners known to mankind.
Amen to
that. We really do, and we really appreciate you. And I want you to know just how much we really appreciate all your efforts on behalf of our Radiothon for the Fisher House Foundation, which we did last Friday and Saturday. And you guys came through like gangbusters. I mean, I'm telling you, this is amazing. I think it sets new records. When we left air at the Pentagon City, down there at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City on Saturday at 7, we had had collected $485,505. I mean, we're just short of half a mil there. And thank you so much for your generosity and supporting this very worthy charity.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you for coming out to the Fashion Center at Pentagon City and joining us and reaching into your pocket, you know, live in front of us and put it into our box that we had there. It was it's always an amazing experience, but something so overwhelming to know that we've shattered our record by a lot. And I shouldn't say our record, your record. You're the one who's doing all the work in reaching into your pocket and making donations. And boy, what a testament it is to you and to all of the WMAL listeners, and also I think to the times that we're living in. There's something going on in our culture right now where people are just really grateful and really want to give a little bit back, or in this case, a lot of it back, because to think that over the course of 2 days, by just telling you about how great the Fisher House Foundation is and what they do and telling their stories, that somehow we were able to open up the doors so that you can contribute $500,000, $500,000. That is, it's awe-inspiring and quite humbling, too. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
It is now 8:49 on WMAL.
Please, please tell me now.
I really enjoy your show and your sense of humor.
Please, please tell me now.
You're always right, and I love listening to you.
Please, please tell me now.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
That's a really interesting point that you make.
That's what I believe.
That's something people are going to talk about.
Yes. Where Washington comes to talk.
You're funny. You're insightful.
We're having more fun than we should be allowed to have.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL, go.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL. A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Being the breadwinner in your family might be good for them, but what about for you? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. As married millennial men take on more economic responsibility, their psychological well-being and overall health may take a hit. But here's what's interesting. As millennial women bring home more of the bacon, their psychological well-being gets a boost. According to a recent study out of the University of Connecticut, being a breadwinner is a different psychological experience for men and women. Based on traditional gender expectations, for men, it's what's expected of you. Whereas for a woman, if you're a breadwinner, you're not status quo. On the whole, these days, couples are looking to split work and childcare responsibilities more evenly than they have in the past. But of course, what works for one family won't always work for another. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and check out the hottest brand new officially licensed Nike apparel and New Era team headwear. Looking for the perfect holiday gift? NFL Shop is the perfect place to find a gift for you or anyone on your list.
You don't get no better than that, baby.
NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of NFL products anywhere.
Now let's go get it.
Go to NFLShop.com or call 877-NFL-SHOP today.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? That's a great choice. The rental market is red hot right now, even more so now with the new administration coming into town. So this gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only can you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. That's right, Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. For just $80 a month, they're going to step in and price your property quickly, find you great tenants, collect the rent, and then take those pesky maintenance calls that, well, let's face it, you don't want to deal with them. All you do is sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Renting your property can deliver steady cash flow, long-term equity, plus great tax breaks. It's called Rentestate. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call them 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rentestate.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Rooter is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Rooter for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Rooter.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Brian, a little bit more information on the Trump transition team as new names are floated out, right, and some names are secured officially. And we had one of the latter here, a secured name officially now, the designee to run the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. The Secretary of HUD will, in fact, be Ben Carson.
Dr. Ben Carson,
a neonatal brain surgeon, will be taking on this role. And he certainly has fresh ideas and has a new direction for a department like that. Whether he can transition from being a brain surgeon to running a major, department of the U.S. government.
Well, they say running that department's not like brain surgery.
It's not brain surgery. Let's face it, if that Castro guy could do it.
By the way, in the short moment we have left here, remember the State Department sweepstakes is still wide open. Time to get your name in. And the list of names apparently is getting longer instead of shorter.
Including Joe Manchin now?
That's right. It's now 8:54 on WMAL.
8:55 now WMAL traffic.
Let's go ahead and round it up.
Yeah. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And still way too much to talk about. We have a lot going on. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound in Laurel for the crash. Now, we have already had delays, so this will just extend that rush hour. Again, southbound on BW near 197, heavy near 198. Beltsville area, 201 Edmonston Road. Watching those delays forming as you come off of Powder Mill Road past the crash after Sunnyside Avenue. Virginia on Route 1 in the Fort Belvoir area. The crash northbound near the Fairfax County Parkway. Stafford tells me they should just be about wrapped up. It's still quite slow. Northbound Route 1 north of Courthouse Road and southbound 95. Still dealing with the tractor-trailer accident from early this morning. One lane gets by southbound on 95 just past the exit from mile marker 148 Russell Road. So heading through Dumfries and Triangle, just bumper to bumper. Update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Dickie's Barbecue says, start a new holiday tradition like Dickie's new prime rib here for the holidays. Make this prime rib a part of Dickie's meal or holiday feast along with your favorite sides and their famous buttery rolls. Order at the restaurant or at Dickies.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers continue to push east. We'll get into clearing sky pretty quickly as we continue to head through the morning. High this afternoon on a little breeze, about 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 43 degrees at 8:56.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300, newlookhomedesign.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
As Washington has its own turnover in administration, I think as we relate to our individual federal employees, they don't know really to the extent that their mission or purpose will change for any particular job. And so I think that they have to be prepared emotionally for some change in direction and some potential pivots.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow.
And we'll see you at 5 o'clock on your drive home with the Drive at 5. Here comes Chris Plant.
Did you know that Hillary is a new folk hero? Yeah, she's a folk hero. The New York Times. The New York Times read up that she's America's new folk hero. Yeah. At least at the New York Times. Beyond that, I don't know. Donald Trump's not a folk hero. Hillary Clinton's a folk hero. All our folk heroes are losers now. Great stuff. And remember what Barack Obama said about speaking with other countries' leaders?